If you are looking to understand how to encourage a child to use their absorbent mind to learn things quickly, then this is for you.
So, here is the real question. How can newbie parents like us, who are busy working day in and day out in everyday life, can learn how a Montessori day home works and can plan to choose one someday? This podcast will give you answers to all the blaring questions. My name is Nidhi Sanghi and welcome to Little Champs Montessori Podcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Nidhi Sanghi, Montessori early childhood educator and a mother of an 8-year-old son. I'm glad that you are here today. I'm making a video and audio series on tips and tricks on how parents can help their little ones with very simple everyday tasks. So if this is something you would be interested in, please consider subscribing to the channel and hit the bell icon. In today's episode, we will discuss about the absorbent mind, or how you can encourage a child to use their absorbent mind to quickly learn the things. So, as a parent, we all intend to nurture our children with love and care. We help these young ones to grow and learn everyday tasks. As children play with toys or interact with games, you will start to notice that they learn new things very quickly, maybe one after another, right? So we must help to enhance this learning capability in child's everyday life. Now, the absorbent mind is a time period from a child's birth to 6 years of age. And this is an important time when children have a natural ability to observe things with full concentration and they quickly learn from it. Now, here are three ways you can maximize that learning and development in a child growth. Number one is interact directly with your child. You can use more than one language. For example, one is your mother tongue and second can be English or Spanish, right? Now, here is something important to understand, that when we share our daily task with our little kids in a form of stories, what we are currently doing, this helps them to understand how to explain their task back to their parents. Number two is follow your child's interest. You know, children explore and learn with their senses. They learn by tasting, they learn by touching, smelling, and listening to everything near them. So get down on the floor next time, even if they find and pick a leaf in the garden maybe, it encourages them to observe their surroundings with full concentration and learn. Number three is provide a safe play area with the toys and the games that actually encourages the child's natural ability to play independently. It is important to never try and give unneeded help when they are especially busy or engaged in something they are interested in. You should never help them when it is not needed. You should observe them from a distance and let them focus on their gross motor development.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is just a start and there is more to come. Would you like to get more tips and information on everyday Montessori day home education and activities? Please consider subscribing to Little Gems Montessori podcast today to get a notification about the next episodes. See you next time.